ויענדף עם זין המדבית around 15 lines from the top. He boy is aim. The Gemara had a problem because twice in the Mishnah that the din by Chazore Yodi ala tachtoine homnim v'chosbem yodam ala tachtoine. Then the Mishnah ends v'chol achoyza bo yodi ala tachtoine. So first, the Gemara wanted to say that the Mishnah is going according to Avdoisa, and Avdoisa holds Afilu by Aschir Yoim is also Yode Atachtoine, and he holds Afil in Yochel Lachza by Bachatzi Yoim. Rav is Mechalik between a Tablin and Aschir Yoim. Viboy Yiseima, the Mishnah is speaking about, it's not speaking about Hayalim, Umnim, it's speaking about a different case in Gansen. Just like Kola Mishana, Yodei Al Tachtoina is speaking about Nosum Litzabe, Litzabe Yodim, Litzabe Shochem. So Kola Chayzabai is also speaking about Gor Ananda Tzir. Lich desanya, kol hachoyza boi keita. What is the case of kol hachoyza boi? Arei shemocha soda lachaveiroi be'elev zuz. A person sold a field, and the price for the field was agreed upon that's going to be 1,000 zuz. V'nosen loy mehem mosayim zuz, and he gave him 200 zuz. Now, to understand the oimek of this halacha, we have to wait till the end of the sugya. But we will learn now, there's a din chazor. The sode was supposed to be sold for 1,000 zuz, and he only gave him 200 zuz. So it seems because of this, the Moicha and the Lekeach can be Chayzer from the Mecca, since the full money was not given. So the Baraisa says like this, Bizman Sheha Moicha Chayzer Boy. If the Moicha is Chayzer from the Mecca, Yad Lekeach Alo Yoinim. So the Yad of the Lekeach is Alo Yoin, which means, Rotza Oymaloi, Tenli Moisai. He can say, give me back my money. You want to be Chayza from the Mecca. So he can say, give me back my money. I gave you 200 zuz. Or he can say, Oy Tenli Karke Keneged Moisai. I gave you 200 zuz. But the karka was for 1,000 zuz. I didn't give you 1,000 zuz. So give me from this tenli karka kenegen moisa. Give me karka kenegen moisa. Fine. Meheichon magvioi. When he gives him karka, from what quality karka does he give him? In idios. He gives him idios. Ubizman, so that means Yad Aleikeach, if the Moicha was Chayza, is Yad Aleikeach Al Ha'yoyne, and he can be Teveya Idiot. Ubizman Shaleikeach Chayza Boy, when the Leikeach is Chayza, is Yad Moicha Al Ha'yoyne. Rotza Oyma Loi Heilech Moisecha, he can give him back money, the money. Rotza ima loy helich karke keneged moisecho. Take karke keneged moisecho, keneged the 200 zuz that you gave me. Mehechon megviyoi min haziburis. And then he gives him from the ziburis. So Al Kaponim, not understanding the Oimek HaDvarim, but we have here a case that there was a Mekach for 1,000 zuz, 200 zuz were paid. For some reason there's a Din Chazore. Both Tzedodim can be Chayze from the Mekach. But there's a din, whoever is chayzer is yodai ala tachtoin. So that means if the moicha was chayzer, the lekeach can be teveya idyis. If the lekeach was chayzer, the moicha can be teveya, can pay him back with zibur. So b'emesin, hanigei alonu, we know pshat the mishneh. That's pshat the sefer. Kol achayzer bo yodai ala tachtoin, that's pshat. Now, what the longest of this halacha is, that's what Asugi is going to speak about. But Al Kaponim, we have now a new pshat, the Mishnah, Kol HaChayza Boy Yodai Ala Tachtoy. Right. Rab Shimon Ben Gamliel Oymel, Melamdin Oysan Shalo Yachzeru. We teach the Lekuches who do not have enough money to pay the full price, Bishas the Mecca. So we teach them, like this is a very, this is if say they gave money and now they can be chayza. So there's an eitzim, shalo yachzu, that they won't be able to be chayza. Keitzat kaysev loy, the moicha writes a shtar, and the pliny ben pliny macharta saw the plinis le pliny be elef zuz, the nos and li mehem mosaim zuz, vereini noishe boi ches meye zuz, kone umachsoloi es hashar, afilu laache kamashach. If you write this nusach, we'll see Rashi, what pshat in this nusach is, but by writing this nusach, so we have the same scenario that Lekeach only gave a partial payment. But if this Nusach is written, so then the Loch is no one can be Chayzer, and he is, he can pay him back. He can pay him back Afilach HaKamashon. That is the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. V'voyis eimo, kol achoyza boi, lav la suye poyo, it's not speaking about poyo, where the Gemara wanted to say. Because we wanted to say that a poyo, a socher, is also yodi al tachtoine. Rachmon ha'akil, gabay, the Torah was mekel, that he could be choyza. So if he could be choyza, it's not yodi al tachtoine. The Mishnah speaks about another case, the Sanya. Meheichon madve loy choyvoy. From which quality karka does he pay up the choy? Min heidius, lekamon meforishtai. Melamdin oison, we teach lechol aleikeyach, ve'ein loy mois kulam. A person who is purchasing a car, he does not have the full amount of money to pay. Ela mikzosoi, lasei spi b'neim chiles dvar kiyum, chila, lasei name chila dvar kiyum shleyuchla lasso. So we teach them, listen, if you don't want to have any problems before you go into this geschäft, you do this thing, Shloyuch lalat, they won't be able to be chayzer. This was Rab Shimon ben Gamliel's eitzah. So he writes, Kaysev, loy ani pleini ben pleini machalti, so the pleini is le pleini ben lep zuz, no sali mehem asayim zuz, הרי אני נשא בוי, לכיוון שעשום אולוב מלווה, אבל כאילו נוטלום והילבום וקרקע נקנס בכסף. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little on this Rashi, and I'd like to say Pshat in this Rashi, the way the Yelus HaShachar says Pshat. The Yelus HaShachar says, when we come to the end of the Sugya, we will understand a different Pshat in Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, which the Baal we don't know yet. At the present time, the Gemara understood Pshat in Rav Shimon ben Gamliel as follows. That if a person wants to be koina akarke bekesef, you have to give all the money. If you give a chelek of the money, you cannot be koina the whole karke. That's number one. That's how the Gemara held. Now, the Gemara is kastirin. And let's elaborate a little more. We will see by the end of the sugya that Rashi Shita is that Kesef, the Matlekes Kisman, the Taz, how Kinyan Kesef works. But seen from Rashi, Rashi old Kesef is Kesef, Shavyes, Kesef Piroi. That means Kinyan Kesef works when I pay you for the karka, you receive the payment for the karka, then I'm kind of the karka. So Kinyan Kesef, not a psalmise, a kinyan, a ceremony, it's fakert. It's you receive the payment for the karka, and in return, you makna me the karka. That's how kinyan kesef works. And at the present time, the Gemara held, you have to receive the complete payment of the karka. I mean, if kesef worth those payment, the karka is being sold for $1,000, and you receive $1,000, You're kind of the karka. Now, this person has a problem. He wants to be kind of the karka, and he doesn't have $1,000. He only has more science. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, I have an Eluya Sha'itzeh. We can sell the karka, even though you don't have $1,000. You'll be kind of the karka. Now, how do you do this? So Rashi says, a whole dreidel. So Rashi says like this. Va'arei ani noyshe boy, the kivin sha'asom olav milve havekilu notlam vehilva. Now, this lashon, arei ani noyshe boy, is a very interesting lashon. That means we look at the maise that he's buying a karka and only paid 200 zuz for the karka. No. When he writes, Arei ani noyshe boy, he is saying, this is a b'china of zofen olav b'milve, which means as follows, that we say, ki'ilu, areinu ki'ilu hiskabalti ha'moy. The $800 you owe me, like I got it already. So I received a full payment on the field. I got $1,000. And I'm lending you $800. Varei ani noyshe boy. I'm gonna mount from you $800 for the chur. I lent you $800. That means the karka was paid up. Areinu kilu iskabalti. The kivin shasom olav milde, that means I'm lending it to you and I'm begoyve from you. Have a keilu notlam, so just like I got the whole $1,000, the 200 that you gave me and the 800 that we'll see that it's arena keilu niskabalti. The karkeniknis bekesiv, and he gave $1,000. He gave $1,000. That was the Eluyas of Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's like you make that the karka, there will be nikne legamri, no one can be chayzer. Now, there's a big problem here, which the Yelus HaShachar asks. You have to know there's two problems, and let's address both problems. There is a concept that, let's say, I was Mechayev myself
for someone.
Areini mechayev ani loch the ches meyesus. I'll give him a shtar, he schayves. I owe you 800 zuz. And when the moiche gets the shtar, so he's kind of his chayves. Now, and this is chayves, is not considered, since I'm making this his chayves, in order to purchase the karka, is this also called kinyan kesef? That means, what did I give you? I gave you his chayves. I was machayev myself. You acquired his chayves. You acquired. I gave you a shtar chayev ani lecha chesma Yisus. So you acquired his chayves, and then we can understand this concept. Areinu kila niskabalti. Since you gave me this chayves, so this is the equivalent. Like I got the money, and I'm lending you 800 zuz. You owe me 800 zuz. Al-tahavo. I'm lending you 800. But the ischaivis I acquired, with that you were kind of the couch. Now, this inyan gufe is a tremendous machlekes rishonim, if you can make such a kinyan kesef. From Rashi it would seem you could make such a kinyan kesef, because Rashi in a few places, Rashi here says this, the karka nikness bekesef. I mean, Rashi explains how it works, the karka nikness bekesef. So now you got the whole kesef. So it seems we add up the $200 that I gave you, the Messiah zuz that I gave you, the 800 zuz that I was mechayiv myself, and with your accepting this is chayiv as a piroin and the karka. I'm paid up in full, and I'm just lending me 800 zuz. That's number one. That's what we see from Rashi, which is a big machlokes of Rishonim about that would seem from Rashi. The Ritva here also says like that. But Dayela Sashacha asks, there was no Yishaivis over here. How? There is such a concept of Yishaivis. If I write a shtar to you and ichayv loch chesme Yisus, so the shtar creates a ischayvus. So you receive the ischayvus. You will make a kinyan chalipet for ischayvus. So I'm a chayv myself to you 800 zuz. Can medan klan, is that called that you received kesef with which to be kainaka? Good. But there has to be a ischayvus. Here, Where, how does the Yishaivis come about? This kasha, the Yelah Sashacha asks, he blows by a kasha. The Oitzim Aposhi Atalmud, he brings down a Divrei Malkiel. The Divrei Malkiel says, no. Let's look what, he wrote him a shtar also. Now this is a very modern shtar, which is also a machlek his kashi in Taisvis. What did he write in the shtar? He wrote in the shtar, Ani ploini ben ploini mocharti soda ploinis le ploini. I sold them a field. Bel of Zeus, Nasam Esav, any Neshavai. Now, is this a shtar kinyan, yes or no? So the Divrei Malkiel says it is not a shtar kinyan. A shtar kinyan is, if you say, a loshen hoive in the shtar. Soda imachur loch, ani moichaloch, and Mekudeshesli, all shtar kinyonim speak from Loshon Toivet. Hareini mocharti soda ploinis leploini is not a shtar kinyon. The shtar cannot make a kinyon, number one. Because it says, it's not saying I'm selling you, it's saying I sold you. What is this shtar? This is a shtar raya. This shtar is a shtar raya. That means if I'll acquire the karka, so anyway, I have a shtar raya that the karka was sold. It's a shtar raya, but it's not a shtar kinyan. So the Divrei Malkiel, a beautiful pshat, he writes to him a shtar raya. Machartiloch, that I sold you this cup. For this shtaraya that you're giving me, I mischayev myself the shtaraya as a commodity. This is worth something. So for the shtaraya that you're giving me, that you sold me the karka, I mechayev myself 800 sous for the shtaraya that you're giving me. So I have with what the creator is chayev. That means that just like Azov Kainis HaKesef, Mashiach, that means Mashiach Azov Kainis HaKesef, if you're Mashiach the commodity, so I can be Mechayim myself for the commodity you're giving me. This star that you're giving me is not a Kenyan star. It's not Kenyan star. And Rashi ends like that. There's no star over here. But for the shtar raya that you are giving me on this karka, I'm chayiv myself to you 800. And memele, so that's, and when you get the chayivis, so you think, any killing is kabbalt, I accept this as a piroi for the karka, so now I receive 1,000 zuz for the karka, I'm lending you back the 800 zuz. And some emailer, so you acquired the karka for 1,000 zuz. So Rab Shimon ben Gamliel told an eitzet to the leiker who have a problem. They do not have the complete amount of money to purchase the karka, and that could bring problems because they don't have the complete amount of money to pay for the karka. So one can be chayzer from the mekach. Since you didn't, the Gemara held this, now you can be chayisim, if you don't pay the complete amount. So Shimon Gamliel said that, I have an eitzer. Shimon Lamdin Oysom, all the loikrim, to convince the moichrim to make such a star with a nose, and then we can take care that this karka, that no one should be able to be chayisim. That is the Gemara so far, and then, that's Pshan. The Mishnah Kalachayza by Yadar Tachtayne. That means that if we didn't make such a deal, and there was a karka that was sold for $1,000, only $200 were paid. So it says there's a schut chazore that both stodim can be chayza from the mekach. So that if we'll get idiot. So zibur is Kalachayza by Yadar Ala Tachtayne. That is Pshan. The Mishnah, and then. Now we'll go further. Oh, Mama, now we're going to explain this paraisa further. It says, Mehechon Magvioi, Mine Idiots, Uzman Shalakeach, Chayzaboy. So now, we have here two halachas. So the Gemara understood. Now let's understand this. The Meicher, there was a Mekach, a Memkar, the Meicher is Chayza from the Mekach. Finished, face Mekach, he didn't pay for the whole thing, so this is Chus Chazore. So, the Meicher is Chayzer. Meicher is Chayzer. So now, the Lekeach says, the Meicher, I gave you 200 zuz, you owe me 200 zuz. Fine. So it says, the Meraisa Mehechon Megviyoy, if he doesn't give him back the 200 zuz, so he gives him back Kalke, that's worth 200 zuz. Mehechon Megviyoy, mean the idiots. From the idiots. That's what it says over here. Kasal ketaitach me idias to nechosa. That the moicher has to give him from the idias of his nechosim, he has to give him karka that's worth 200 zuz. Frag the gemara b'lo yehei elo bal choy. Afilu, we will assume that this lekeach is a bal choy. Snan, Malchoyv, Dinei, Bebeinin is. So why does he have to give him Me'idis, Shebe Nechos? Now let us see Rashi. Me'idiyis v'nechosem v'shar nechosom. Shem yesh lo ikarke yofe mizu, he has a better karke than this karke which was sold. Yitol bo v'shavim asayim. So I take from that karke v'shavim asayim. Lo yehei ela balchoy. Rashi lo yehei lo ikeyach ze dino ikar. Lo yehei dino ikar. Av elo afilu hu chomo ki balchoy. שיש לוחוש בוי לאין לנינס דלס, אפולו יופה כויכה ליטל אידיוס אלו בינינס. Now let us explain this Rashi. Rashi is saying here I'm out. The Gemara says, בבקאמם, that בלחוי דיני בזיבורס. מאיקר עדים, I lent some money, pays me up karke, gives me zibur, that's mikra. Chazal made a takona loitin al zelos b'fnei loiva. Listen, if the loiva is going to pay up with ziburis, we'll never find a malva to lend money. That's it, that's it. I lend you money, you give me back ziburis, shkoyach. That's the last alvoy you'll see from me. So, today, loitin al zelos b'fnei loiva, they made a takona, if the payback bain is al kapot, we have to commence that payback bain. Fine. Now, that's by a real halva. Halva, so my mail, in order to ensure that there should be a flow of halva, like Timo Delos, they said, Abloiva, listen, you have to pay up. Baby. Now, over here, in this case, the Loikeyach is the Malva. He gave them, he gave 200 sous, theoretically to buy a karka. The Moicha was Chayza from the Mecca, so, So I gave you 200 zuz, and back my 200. So here, this was not a normal case of a malva v'leiva. I mean, the money was given for a purpose to acquire the karka. We ended up, he was chayzim of the Mecca. Now he owes me 200 zuz. So al kaponim, this is not a normal case. So the concept of leisino delas b'fnei loivin is not applicable over here. That means to really compare him up with Ziburis. I mean, you compare him up with Ziburis. I mean, this is not a totally saying. He didn't want to lend him money. He wanted to buy a karka. So the Meicha was chayzer. So they ended up saying, you owe me now money. But this is not a normal case of Elbo. So Meikech Adin, you should pay him up Ziburis. That's what should be. So the Gemara says, Lo yeh. Good. I feel you say he's a Balchay. That's what he's not a Balchay over here. He's really not entitled to fill up a Baininist. But I feel you say he's a Balchay, but it's Baininist. How does he get a deal? That's not the most Kashi. That's Shatan Rashi. Le'yehei le'keyach zed din le'kal. I feel you say that the le'keyach, he shouldn't have a din kal to get the Buddhist, which is me'ikar adin. Ela filu hu chomo ke balchoi, she shlochish balin es delis, aba afula yocha koichali to lidiyas, ela beis. Right. That is the first kasha. And what's the second kasha? Then the Gemara is another kasha. Va'oi ho'aro v'yoim susi. Now, on the second kasha, there's a Muradik Kaisi Shuis that says Pshat in the second kasha. We'll see it's not like Taisus, but it's a Muradik Pshat in the Gemara. And so I'd like to say over how the Kaisi Shuis says Pshat in the kasha. Now, let us go back to the Baraisa. The Baraisa. The Baraisa said, let's go back, that the boy was man, Shamoicha chayza boy, yada lekech ala yoyin. Rotza oimaloi tenli mo'oisai. So the lekeach has two options. Either he says, tenli mo'oisai, give me back my money. Are you chayza from the Mecca? Finish, so give me back my money. Now, what is the taish karke kineged moisai? I mean, listen, I bought a karke. I bought, this is $1,000 karke. I gave you $200. So, good, she said, yeah, good, I didn't pay the whole money. You chayz it from the bank. Fine. So, you chayz it from the bank. You're not going to give me $1,000 karke. Give me 10 li karke kineged moisai. Well, good. Give me karke kineged moisai. Give me $200 of the karke. These are the two, these are two ways that, these are two options that the Lekeyach has. Either just ask, give me back my money, or give me back Karka Kenegan once. Now, the Baraisa continues, Heichon Magviyoi. Mina idiots. Mina idiots. So now, the Kaish Yeshua Samaridi Kipshat, the Gemara did not understand on what the Heichon Magviyoi is going on. You could learn Tupshat. You can learn Heichon Magviyu is going on the first case. He told me, tell him my yoisa. Give me back my money. Zaktibraisa, Heichon Magviyu, what if he doesn't have money? So what karka does he give him? Maybe he's Shabbat and Chasa. He gives me this. If that is Pshat, so the Gemara is, I don't understand. Where's he in Talayayayelabalchoy? He's moneying back his money. He's moneying back his money. So give Bainan. I'm giving him idiots. That was the first time. Then the Gemara says, oh, maybe I'll say a different answer. Heichon Magviyu is not going on the first case. He's running back the money. He's saying, ten li karke kineged moisai. Give me the karke kineged moisai. I gave you 200 sous. Give me karke. The Heichon Magviyu, so which karke does he give him? The idiots of the Nechosso. So, like the Gemara, this is the second kasha. Listen, if you're ordering a karke of 200 zuz, you gave money for this karke. Why should he give you now a karke midyash benachosa? So the Gemara is asking him, what is the case? Heichon Magviyu midyash benachosa. On what case is it going on? If he's going, that he's teveya the money, and he's fathering out the balchoy, give me back my money. So you pay with bainedness. If he's, it's going on the second case, tenli karke kenegan moisai. So tenli karke kenegan moisai. So he gave money for this karke, so you give him now maybe shib in a hook. That's the Gemara's kasha. Yeah. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Meidiyish Shebo, Umiziburish Shebo. Zuk the Kaish Yeshua is Amorah the Kipshah. Zuk the, Gemara didn't know what Eich Magbi is going on. He says, you're right. It's not going Idiyish Shebo in the Chosor. Idiyish Shebo, Umiziburish Shebo. Now, he says, Amorah the Kipshah. So, that there was a karke. He bought a karke for 1,000 zuz. So now, and he says, listen, you a chayzer, so if the meicha was chayzer, you give me from this karke, this different, 1,000 zuz karke, give me, from this karke, give me the best chaylik. Idiyah Shebo. That's if the meicha was chayzer. If the leikeach was chayzer, so give me miziburish Shebo. The Kais Yeshua is Amorah the Kibir. What is Pshat in this? You want the Karka now? In the Meich is Chayzem, Idi is Shabbat, Keich is Chayzem, Yisibur is Shabbat. Zok the Kais Yeshua is Amorah the Kibir. The halacha is that if I go to a person and he has a Karka, and he has a Karka, and a tremendous Karka, and I say, I want to buy 10% of this Karka. And I give him money, 10%. I sold a deal, I bought 10% of the karka. Now, a lady. Now we come lamaisa. Which 10% do you give me? There's different. In the karka, there's idiots, there's the bullies, and this karka gufa. Which 10% do you give him? So the halach is, you give him the kochos shaboy. The schwachste karka you can give. You were mafarish which you gave me money, 10% of the carcass. I have to give you 10% of this carcass. Yad ba'ala shtar ala yeinen, I mean, said. You didn't say what carcass you want. I have to give you 10%. I'll give you the worst 10%, and that's the law. If you didn't specify 10% of the cock, I give you the worst 10%. That is the halach. Fine. So the case issue is Amor de Kipshah. If the Meicha was Chayza, if the Meicha was Chayza, so it comes out like this. Be'etzem, the Rekeach Tainis, you sold me the whole cock. Sold me the whole cock. I gave you Messiah Mezuz. Good, I have to pay you the rest. But you sold me the whole cock. Now there's a chazorah on the cock. So you want back $800 worth of the cock. That's what you want back. The whole cock was sold to me. You want back now $800 of the cock. So you're taking from me $800. So I give you the worst chalik. You're taking from me now. You take, the cock was sold to me and you have a schus chazorah and $800. Which $800 that to give you back? I'll give you the worst chelik. Then you'll take the, I'll take the idiot shebo, and you'll take the rest. That's if the meicha was chayza. If the lekeach was chayza, so the meicha said, listen, I want to sell you the whole car. You're chayza from the whole deal. But you want, the $200 worth of the carcass. Then I'll give you ziburi shebo. So this din idiy shebo kol achayza yodai al hayyina al tachtoy is kol achayza yodai al tachtoyne. Not a knas. It's along this. It's aiskal. That means whoever is chayza. So it comes out that in reality it's the other one's karke and he's chayza and he's getting a chaylik of the karke. So the one that gets a chelik of the cock is Yodei al HaTachtoine. So if the Meicha was Chayza, so he's getting back 800,000 worth of the cock. So the Lekech keeps the idiots and the Meicha gets the rest. If the Lekech was Chayza, so for Kert, so you're Chayza from everything, you don't want anything. So you want from me $200 worth. So then you get the Zibur. That is Pshat in the Gemara. So Rav Nachman ba Yitzchak learned pshat that Heichen Magbiyoi is going on the second day. There's two cases. Either says Tenli Moisai or Tenli Karka Keneged Moisai. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak learned is going on Tenli Karka Keneged Moisai. And it matters if the Meicha was Chayzi, the Idi Yishembo. If the Lekeach was Chayza, he gets a Zibur Yishebo. And it's a Yiskalt in Api Alochi. Rav Ache Bereid Rav Ika Omar, Afilu Teimo Me'idiyis Dinechosa. So, Zut the Kais Yeshuis, Rav Ache Bereid Rav Ika learned, Heichon Magviyoi is not going on, he said, Tenli Kalki Kenegin Moisai. Tenli Kalki Keneged Moisai means I want to be koine $200 worth. Magbiyoi is going that I'm magbiyah for the choy. It's going on the first case. Tenli Moisai. Tenli Moisai. So it's going on the first case. So we at Takasha, oh, it's going on the first case. Safila Taima Meidis Tinachosov Stam Mande Zovin Ara Baalfe Zuzi Oizuli Moizu Umizabin Nichsei Avlekinizik Usnan Anizokin Shomelem Beidis Zokrashi Zok. Midis in the chosim, the sham the chosim, she gesh lekaka yofa misu yaitu bo, bishava masai. So the Gemara says, like, hey, hello, Machai, we said this last year, right? It's a fakel, so it's kdomi man baidens. So the Gemara answers, stam, madis of in ara, ba'alfe zuzi, oizel, umizabin. So the Gemara says, stam ish, Hakoine karka gedoyla v'yikora kazu. This person made a tremendous investment. He bought a karka for 1,000 zuz. Ein kol kach mois mitzuyes loy. A person doesn't have so much money in his bank account. He's buying a tremendous karka. Ella imke. So how does he doesn't get all the money? Imke mocha betaltlin besadis ktanais betzach limke bezol. He has to scratch up the money. To get 1,000 zuz. Now, how's he going to do this? So he sells all his metaltolim and all his small karkois to get cash to pay up for this karka. So Mamela, in order to make him, he needs cash quickly, so he's going to sell everything bezoil. He's going to sell his small karkois bezoil, his metaltolim bezoil. So he was frantically selling all his things to get the money to pay up this person. All of a sudden, this meicha comes over to him, Chazrani be, change my mind, a guten tag. So you're a mazik. I sold all my small karkois, metaltlan. I sold this in order to pay you, and I sold this at a cheaper price. And now you're telling me you have a harata from the Mecca. So you're a mazik. Usnana nizakim shamlem beidyes, nikvais meidyes nechosav shamazik. Kitachsiv meitav sadeyu yishalem. So that's how you have to pay for meidyes. There's a muridika pertinent kashe from the maritats. I don't have a maritats, but I saw they bring down the kashe. Yes, it's a muridika kashe. Rashi says, listen, karka for 1,000 zuz. You don't have such money in your bank account, so you have to. So, Rekhakashi, he didn't give him 1,000 zuz. Only gave him a sign zuz. That was the whole problem. So now, he gave him a sign zuz. He didn't give him 1,000 zuz. The sign zuz from somebody did have in the bank account. And now he comes to me and says, you know, I sold all my kakoshi and mazik, so the 200 zuz he wants me to give him. What happened over here? Manushech. I mean, Rashi makes a whole scenario because he, in order to get 1,000 zuz, he sold all of his karkas bezuz, so you're amazing. Fine. Rashi makes it very, very eminent. Yeah. Bahavale mazik. Let's see Taisus a minute. We'll just see. We'll send now the last Taisus, then we'll see the other Taisus. Bahavale mazik, lav davke mazik. Sherein shomen kefiya nezik shezik. I mean, if you're talking about a mazik, so you have to make a different chet. He's paying back the 200 zuz that he gave him, and you're saying he's a mazik. The hezik is because he sold 20 karkas at 10% below their value. His hezek is something else. You're paying back the 200 zuz, maybe. I mean, it's a modern kugel over here. Shein shaman kviya nezek shezikai. Shein mishalim el kviya moishe kibo. He's paying him 200 zuz. The tzas, the mool, the mazad, little chayve mini. They said they made up this, you did something that's very not nice, so we're gonna pay up the chayv from idiots. Now let's see the two other tises. Hey ella bal chayv, avo miziburis loy koshel. Now the Gemara only asks, why do you pay up idiots? That was the kash. Avo miziburis loy koshel. Chinami habi kebal choy. The Gemara derais is the boost is very good when he's choy. Says the kumtum nosi boost. Dochaloi shaych nilas delas. Fine. So the whole kashi was only an idiot. The boost is bechal. Vechim is shani mizibure shebo. So when the Gemara, so the kashi wasn't on zibus. The boost is very good. Vechim is shani mizibure shebo. Loi oyet zorech. The Miziburis Levekashalei Midi to the Precious. Now, Taisus did not learn like the Kais Yeshuas. The Kais Yeshuas learned that it's two mahalchim, if Magdimi Nidis is going on the Reitz of Moisel, or he says, Tenli Kalki Kenegan Moisel. This Ziburi Shabbat, Idi Shabbat is going on the second case. Taisus did not learn like this. He brings down Taisus didn't learn like this. So Al Kaponim, so Taisus says, the man never asked Akash of Ziburis, because Ziburis is Bechal Natshver. So if Ziburis is Bechal Natshver, so why does he answer him Ziburi Shabbat? It's not Shver. Alamukilo Hochid Levi Ziburi Shabbat, Kmaidi Shabbat. He said, Idiyas means Idiyas Shabbat, so Ziburis means Ziburis Shabbat. Yelis HaShachar says he doesn't understand this, that if he can pay him a bigger Ziburis, I mean, why are you saying a false halacha? Ziburis Shabbat. That means, we're learning he's a Baal Choyv. Taisus learned the whole Gemara is only going on, he wants back his money, and he's getting back the Karke al Tashlumim of the Choyv. So Ziburis is Bechlau, no problem. So the Gemara says Ziburis Shabbat, because Idiyas Shabbat was a promise of Idiyas. Gemara says Idiyas Shabbat. So Memela, fine. So he says Ziburis Shabbat. But Ziburis Shabbat is false. Like the Yelah Sashach. I mean, it's a good thing that Ziburis Shabbat, if he is worse, he's a Baal Choy. He should give him the Ziburis of Lekech was Chayzah. He doesn't understand the first time that. Inami Taisva says, Ki heichad loy tikshe, haloy lebal choyv le mesakinem ba'are, ki isle zuzi le loyve. It's another kasha, which the mother didn't mention at all, but it's a pertinent kasha. Afilu habal choyv gufe, you can only give him kalke if you don't have any money. But if he has money, he has to give back money. Chimishani miziburi shabos shaper hoche, le mishalim zuzi lefish in this time, a mekach kenegada moisha nosan. So now really there was another kasha which the Gemara didn't ask, how can you bechal give back karke? Because of al choy, you only give back karke if you don't have money. So the Gemara says, no, it's niskayim a mekach. So it's not a piroin a choy, it's niskayim a mekach. Time is the case of shoes, I mean, according to Taisvis, Zika Chosmin is safer. Mi Idi Shebo, mi Ziburi Shebo, Bohod Aloy Shokel, mi Beinen Shebo. So why didn't you take Beinen Shebo? So we mentioned the case of shoes, said I'm a the Kabir. So Taisvis is the Kashe, Mishum the Consul as a Chayzaboy. Aber mi kore poch she le konze kol kach lag boise idis daum. So the Gemara says, no, you're right, they didn't cancel me this daum. They canceled him only on the idis of this kach.